Who's the star of our favorite show?
Let's bring in the star of our show.
You're the star of the show.
You're the star of the show.
I'm the star of the show.
Now, the moment we've all been waiting for, the star of our show.
Now, the comedy star of our show, direct from a very long engagement.
The star of our show.
The star of our show.
Here we go.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
Great.
Letting go a little.
Absolutely great show for you today. We've got a very special guest. We're doing a Facebook live stream on the River Talk Radio Network on the Facebook page, also on Big Willie 105.5. Thanks again for joining us. Appreciate it greatly. Dimitri live and dangerously local later on this morning. We're going to have Mr. Big Willie himself calling in from his luxurious state-of-the-art cab, the Freightliner Cascadia 125. We've got Dimitri Graffiti coming up later on this morning. But in this first hour, very special guest. This is, the Belmont bus. Hold on. I'll do the Belmont bus. Here we go.
What's the bus? Tell me what's happening. What's the bus? Tell me what's happening. What's the bus? Tell me what's happening. What's the bus? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
We got a candidate for judge in Belmont County. He is a Republican candidate, Mike McCormick. He is our very special guest, and boy, does he have a story for you today. Make sure you see the Facebook live stream on the River Talk Facebook page, because the show and tell is unbelievable. Mike McCormick, welcome to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing?
Great.
So who is exactly Mike McCormick, and why is this guy running for judge?
Well, Mike McCormick is a back alley boy who grew up in Bethesda. I had four brothers, and wanted to go to law school, went to law school, graduated, practiced law here in Belmont County for four decades. Felt compelled to run for the Common Pleas Court position, simply because I think it's a natural progression, being an attorney, wanting to become a judge. And, I felt that, this is what God wanted me to do with my life.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So I live in Belmont County. So tell me how you're going to make my life better for me, because all I care about is not you, Mike, with all due respect. I care about me. So how are you going to make my life better if you end up being one of the judges for the Common Pleas Court in Belmont County?
Well, in Belmont County, we're the epicenter of the oil and gas boom and coal. And I've had extensive experience in oil and gas leasing, in putting oil and gas groups together, in negotiating terms, in doing pipelines, in putting pumping stations. Represent a client that had the very first horizontal well drilled in southeastern Ohio, and to date it's probably produced his property $20 million of royalty revenues.
Oh man, can you get that for me? I got one acre and I got a septic tank in it.
So in being a Common Pleas Court judge,
I guess that's a no.
I think that we need someone who is intimately familiar with the minerals, because we're the epicenter of minerals. I mean, we're not Cleveland, we're not Columbus, we're not Cincinnati.
Thank God.
Yeah. We're all concerned about crime, but I feel as safe any hour of the day in downtown Bethesda as I do in my own bedroom. I mean, it's just not a concern. But, oil and gas, is.
Yeah.
And so many people don't know, but the some of the leading cases in Ohio have been generated, from Belmont County.
Really? Like which one?
Yes. The Tara case, it was a case where Charlie Bean, my best friend in the bar who's now deceased, won a $40 million verdict against the oil and gas companies.
Oh, wow.
Went up to the Supreme Court, got reversed, and got remanded. And when it got remanded, it got settled. And in the settlement, the entire case is sealed. You can't look or see at any of those documents.
Yeah.
And the idea, you know, that the oil and gas company had in doing that was so that, you know, other attorneys couldn't be educated, you know, from the case on
How did you know then it was 40 million?
Well, it's public record.
I thought it was sealed.
Well, it was, the thing is all of that's public, but the case is sealed after when it was brought back down. The verdict was obviously public, and it was, everything was public, you know, all the way to the Supreme Court and coming back down to, to Belmont County. It was remanded to Belmont County.
Okay, great. So what is the biggest thing, the most unusual thing that my listeners don't know but need to know about gas and oil in Belmont County? Is there something like, gosh, I really need to tell people this because this is really, really important and the media is not covering it?
Well, I think the idea is that the oil and gas companies are now coming back to go after the Marcellus. And the big issue is, does the lease that they have cover that formation? Because one of the big issues, well, the big issue in the Terra case was whether the oil and gas company had properly identified the oil and gas formation that it drilled in. And the dispute was whether the Point Pleasant formation was a separate formation from the Utica formation or whether it was a part of it. And that was the trespass claim. The trespass claim was that, the company had drilled in the Point Pleasant formation, which they had not leased. That was the argument.
Wow. Wow. And they did trespass then.
Well, it's a matter of interpretation. There were, in the case, they brought in experts from both sides to say, well, no, it was, common knowledge that people, commonly referred to the Point Pleasant formation as, as a part of the Utica, and then there was testimony that it wasn't. So that was the big fight in the case.
So for my listeners, are you saying that they could benefit even more so now because they're coming back now and drilling in the Utica?
No, they're going to be drilling in the Marcellus.
In the Marcellus,
right.
Excuse me.
And not only that, the issue is the spacing requirements. Now they're going to come back in and everyone is thinking that, once the shelf life of the oil and gas wells diminish, that they're going to come back and refrack them.
Right.
Well, the thing is that, they don't have that technology and they're not doing that. So what's going to happen is that, I believe what's going to happen is they're going to try to drill, new well bores in between the existing well bores and try to further develop it, from that aspect.
How is that going to affect me and other listeners in Belmont County?
Well, it's going to mean more revenue.
If
they're able to, to accomplish that.
And you can help them with that, with the leasing and all that as an attorney?
Yes.
Okay. And the law firm you're with, are you a partner in this law firm?
Well, actually, my law firm, is in the process of buying me out.
Really?
Yes. I turned over my shares at the end of February in order to pursue, the campaign. And in part, because, my mother fell February 10th and broke her hip. She subsequently died on March the 2nd.
Oh,
but
my.
That's why. And
wow.
And so so that's that's why I why I stepped down. I'm still of counsel. I'm still with the law firm. I still have an office there. I'm still able to practice
law. Are they all going to vote for you? Did you check with them?
Let's put it this way. They all can't vote for me, but I believe that all of them are praying for me.
Okay.
Two of my partners, Eric Schramm and EJ Schramm, are, they're West Virginia residents, and Cal Bickford is a Guernsey County resident.
Oh, but they would have if they could have.
Yes.
All right.
That's good enough.
All right, great. You've got a ton of stuff, but a little bit more about your backstory. My wife, Leslie, worked at RNF for many years.
Yes.
And as soon as I mentioned your name, she said, ask about Scott? No, John.
Yeah.
John. Okay, great. So tell me about a couple of your brothers, because they were both, you know, famous people in their own ways around here.
Yes.
Stay close to the mic, if you would, please.
My brother John and Scott, they were involved in the lumber industry. After my brother was laid off from RNF, he started McCormick & Sons, Inc., which became an international sawmill and a sawmill equipment dealer. My brother John put sawmills in Russia. He was hired actually by the Russian mob to put he was hired by the Russian mob to put in sawmills. He put them in Ketchikan, Alaska. He's put them in Canada. He's put them in South America.
My word.
He's put them in, you know, all over the United States. He became, you know, an expert at saw hammering, which is kind of a lost art with circular saw blades. And, you know, they sold all the equipment, the shanks, the bits, the knives, all the different sawmill parts.
Mm-hmm.
And my second oldest brother, Scott, he died on October the 28th of 2019. He had a massive heart attack, and he was on I-70. He was almost to the 213 exit, and where the overpass is, to go to the Fox Shannon industrial park. He had a heart attack, and he hit the bridge abutment, and didn't hurt anyone, but it had to be a closed casket because it just tore his car up.
Sure.
My oldest brother died almost 1 year to the day. There was 12 hours difference. He died October the 27th of 2020. Scott died about 9:30 in the morning. John died about 9:30 at night. He died of cancer. I think in part he was just heartbroken because of Scott's death and everything surrounding it.
Sure.
And the business still continues. My sister-in-law, Anita, and my nephew, Zane, they operate it, and they still do sell all the parts and do everything. But my dad started in the lumber industry in 1946. He chopped the notches out of the trees with an axe and with a cross-cut saw. And he and my uncle later had a sawmill after my uncle and my dad served in the military. And, they had that for many, many years.
You got a rich history here, generations here in Belmont County.
Yes. My family came from Loudoun County, Virginia. We split up over the issue of slavery in the Civil War. One family formed the McCormick Spice Company. Our family came west. My great-great-grandfather actually was born in Belle Fountain, Ohio.
Wow.
He came back here. He was married in 1873. He lived in between Bethesda and Morristown. He was a horse trainer and a farmer.
You got a rich, rich history. You got a short break here coming up. Talk more with our very special guest. He wants to be the next judge in Belmont County. Mike McCormick is his name. Stay tuned.